We live in a sea of voices trying to grab our attention, be it on cable television, religious leaders, or just the daily barrage of commercialism. Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill contemplates the quiet moments left to us beyond the cacophony.
On holiday this winter, I spent a few weeks in Puerto Rico. Where we stay is only a short walk from the ocean. Unlike the Chesapeake Bay, the ocean here, subject to miles of open sea and strong northeasterly winds, is stirred up and the surf often turns wild. The noise is deafening. I sat early one morning watching it. The surf was particularly clamorous that morning, and it was as if, by its tumultuous and heaving surf, the sea was demanding my attention. It was hard to rest my mind and be calm, surrounded by such furious activity. From the far reaches of my hearing, I heard a dove cooing. She was barely audible above the noise of the surf. The dove, however, was quietly persistent. She cooed for a while, stopping, and then started again. I think she was moving from place to place. I couldn't see her, and so she was alternatively easy to hear and then more difficult. Her simple cooing, for reasons I'm not certain, seized my attention. As troubled and as stirred up as the heaving ocean had become, as soon as the dove caught my attention, I didn't hear the ocean at all. My attention moved to the softest voice around me, and my mind grew clear and restful. In the political world, as is demonstrated on some cable news channels, the aim would be to create as noisy and tempestuous a climate as possible to seize our attention. It's clear that the TV tempest is not designed to inform, but to titillate and inflame. The channel's task is to garner more listeners with sensationalism and consequently earn greater ratings. Noise is hard to ignore, and the greater it becomes, the more it intrudes upon our consciousness. It's not conducive to a clear and discerning mind. This is the first casualty of news when it becomes a commodity and is offered as entertainment. I see a parallel phenomenon in some corners of spirituality in the American life. The rant of some religious leaders, which often heaps judgment on others, undoubtedly demands attention. It does not, however, sate the deeper needs of a hungry heart, in the way a still small voice of wisdom can. In a sense, the rant serves as a placebo, a noisy and deceptive way of dulling the inner emptiness that pervades so much of American culture. I am not being mean-spirited here. The late Mother Teresa, one of spirituality's most admired contemporary voices, and an exemplary example, I'd add, lamented how a country blessed with such plenty suffered much from spiritual despair. Quiet and discerning reflection seems to have become public enemy number one. Recently, in an Italian restaurant, I went to the men's room. As I stood there performing my task, electronic speakers around me greeted me in Italian, offering language lessons by identifying the restaurant's dishes in Italian and English. An odd place to advertise cuisine, I thought. Even in my most intimate moments, I'm not trusted enough to entertain my own thoughts quietly and make my own choices. A consumerist culture abhors any vacuum and feels compelled to fill it with a lot of noise. George Merrill, On the Shore.